The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Live from the New England Patriots draft headquarters inside Gillette Stadium, this is PFW in Progress.
Okay, football fans, welcome to the NFL draft.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Look, I am a football idiot. Go F yourself back.
Grandpa Draft, Paul Perillo.
I think a guy like Solder.
I don't know how many times I can say this. I was wrong. Yes, I was wrong.
Mr. Draft himself, Andy Hart.
I literally hear the echoes in his head when he talks. It's like this vast cavern of nothingness inside that big fat noggin. That's right, you've got a storm going on inside your head. There's no doubt.
And Mrs. Draft, Eric Scalavino.
Screw you, bitch.
Eleanor.
Whoa. PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Welcome back to Radio City Music Hall in the 2013 draft, and the Minnesota Vikings have, in fact, traded back into the first round, surrendering 2, 3, 4, and 7 round picks to the New England Patriots to get up to number 29.
Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric welcome you to day 2 of the 2013 NFL Draft.
The draft is officially open.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. We are back for round 2 and 3 here at Gillette Stadium. Paul, Andy, Eric, Fred, the kid next to me.
By the way, the kid next to you kind of looks like J.J. Watt.
I think he looks like Doug Lane. And Kevin, down in the bowels of Gillette Stadium, a lot of excitement here in round two already.
You see it?
The draft opened up at 6:30. We're opening up now, and we'll be going till 10:30 tonight. 10:30 Eastern time.
Yeah. Web,
I was going to say ESPN for some reason. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. Geno Smith off the board. The next Jets failing quarterback. So we're all excited about that. Manti Te'o going to San Diego. So he's finally off the board.
Where's my Chargers music, Kevin?
Yeah, he missed that one.
So
there's a lot of excitement here. The Patriots are sitting at 52 in this round, or number 20, if you want to go by the round, as a result of their trade down last night. So we're awaiting that pick. Carolina has just chosen Kawan Short with the 12th pick in this round, and the Cardinals are on the clock. So Patriots at number 20 in this round. We're on number 13. So not too far to go to see what the Patriots are going to do with that pick that they got from the Minnesota Vikings.
Guys, good news is,
yeah,
Terrence Williams still on the board. Wide receivers coming off the board. Hunter. Who's the other guy that came off the board? Somebody else. Oh, Woods.
Robert Woods.
Woods and Hunter off the board. Terrence Williams still available. Barrett Jones also still available, Fred.
Okay, Barrett Jones, others, Alex Okafor still on the board? Anyone interested?
Nope.
How about Jonathan Hankins?
Nah.
No?
I would take Okafor, maybe not with the first pick, but the other second-round pick.
How about Keenan Allen, the wide receiver?
Nah.
No?
I don't like him that much.
Okay.
I'd rather Williams. Have like a Marcus Wheaton or one of those guys if I'm going to go wide receiver, but there's some interesting names still available. I wonder if there's a guy that Nick sort of previewed last night, one of those guys that they really liked, and they were all still on the board, and I'm wondering who's still on the board.
Well, that's the thing. They said that if they, depending on how things go, you know, they might actually move up, and I guess whatever they're seeing, you know, someone must have either been taken early that they had their eyes on, so they're just staying put for now. I don't see any movement there, obviously. We don't know what's going on in the draft room. Maybe they tried. And maybe, you know, no one was willing to do what they wanted. So we have no idea, in other words, what the Patriots are doing.
So talk to you tomorrow.
Right. So what do you guys think they're going to do with this pick?
I like the receivers. Run on receivers. You got to get one before the run ends.
And hopefully, with any luck, they'll package some of the picks and trade up to get that receiver. Right, Paul?
That would be nice. I'm not expecting that, however.
These two clowns are just worried about how much they have to write.
Yes. Well, no, also because I think it's like we said it last night, it's such a poor quality draft talent-wise, that I don't want a lot of picks of bad players. I want as few picks as possible.
Well, you're assuming that everybody's bad in this draft.
Well, I'm going by what Robert said.
Yeah.
There are only two or three players who could make a difference
for
them.
Look.
I'm going by the fact that 95 offensive linemen were drafted in the first round.
Kiko Alonso went to the Bills.
Okay.
He passed coverage inside linebacker with a bit of a drinking problem.
I liked him.
How did he go to the Bills? Was there a trade?
Yeah, yesterday there was a trade.
Okay, so...
Via the draft, he went to the Bills.
Okay, so the Bills...
Fred's all confused.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I just drink to
Kevin Minter went to the Cardinals, and then the Bills from the Rams took Kiko. Okay.
Kiko.
All right, Kevin Minter. So that
are you writing these all down?
Yeah, the Cowboys are on
available
the clock.
Online.
Why wouldn't you?
I just go to where they have them online.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are on the clock with the 15th pick. What were we just talking about? Oh, I see.
You were about to yell it out for something.
Well, no. I mean, this is... I don't believe that this is everybody in this draft is bad, and I don't believe that you can't pick up some good players second, third, fourth round in this draft. So, I just think that this was a draft that didn't have a lot of blue chip talent in the first round, and it didn't have a lot of good quarterback talent. So, because of those two things, it doesn't make it as good a draft as we've seen. But I do think there's talented players in this draft. There's going to be just under 300 players drafted, and I think there's going to be quite a few that will have good, productive, if not Pro Bowl careers in the NFL. So, I'm not of the mindset that, why get more bad players? I think there are good players to be had in this draft.
I agree with you, Fred.
Yeah, no,
I agree with that,
too.
I don't want that many picks in this draft. I would rather trade maybe in for next year.
Well, now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now if you can give away one of those seconds and give me a first for next year, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll jump at that.
Or even package a couple of those sevens and get, a three or a four in next year's draft.
Well, that ain't happening. You might get a six. They usually don't go that high.
Well, whatever. But, just get rid of these sevens. I hate seventh round picks to me are rookie free agents. Undrafted free agents. Whether you draft them in the seventh round or sign them 2 days later, it's the same type of player. So don't bother wasting your time picking them.
Alfonso,
try to get picks
Alfonso
higher up.
Alfonso Dennard, Julian Edelman.
Well, Dennard wouldn't have been there if it wasn't
David
for the
Gibbons.
Incident.
But he was there.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, in most cases, you're not going to get a guy like Dennard in the seventh round. And you're lucky with a guy like Edelman that he produced. Most cases, seventh round picks are worthless. So you might as well try to package those and get a more likely pick in a later draft.
And then you don't have to write as much.
Well, no. Seriously, I'd rather have a more valuable pick in a later draft than a crappy pick in a current draft.
Well, sure. I agree with that. But looking ahead, do we have any foresight into – I mean, everybody talks about Clowney. He's going to be, the guy next year. But other than that, do we know how good next year's draft is?
Nope.
Can't be much worse than this year's.
Well, but is it that much better is my question.
We don't know yet.
No,
but if you believe people by their assessment, if this is the worst draft in 10 years or the worst draft in whatever years.
It has to be better.
It should be better by law of averages.
But I think that assessment is based on the first round and the quarterbacks. I really do.
And the running backs.
I don't know what people use in their head, but... If legitimate personnel men say it's the worst draft in 10 years, I have to take them at their word.
Yeah, they always say that to cover their asses.
Could be.
The Cowboys are acting like they just picked, the next All-Pro.
They got Escobar.
As they usually do, by the way, the Cowboys got killed today by the experts for moving down so far and taking a center. So that makes me feel good.
Does NFL.com not have a draft tracker? How do I get that going?
It does.
They don't make it easy to find.
Oh. It's NFL.com/draft/.
Andy, I would go on ESPN and just go in the draft cast, and the picks just come up when they get made.
Hey, can I have a rant? Can I rant a little bit?
Sure.
NFL Network, and the commissioner, and, we prefer people not to tweet out the picks and all this stuff. Okay, fine. But if you're going to ask that, have your telecast be on the ball And when a pick is in, announce it. When a trade is made, tell us what it is, instead of saying trade, and then you have to wait 10 minutes to find out what it is. So in the meantime, I'm going to Twitter to find out. It's just ridiculous. Tell us when the picks are made, what the pick is. Tell us when a trade is made, what the trade is. If you're going to ask people not to, you know, tweet it out. You know, you can at least do that, please, NFL Network.
In other words, you want them to give the news as soon as they have it.
As soon as the broadcast has it, if you want to make it...
Another one no one heard.
If you want to make it a made-for-TV telecast, have the TV be on time.
Good rant. I'm totally with you.
Good rant, Freddie. Good rant.
The Cowboys are selecting right now.
That's why I announced the picks as soon as I hear them.
Escobar.
No, that's not why. Eric, do you want me to read all the emails? Do I really need to do that? Because you got eviscerated.
I don't care.
Remember
what they
at
think.
The end of Braveheart, what they did to what's his face? That's what they did to you on email.
Yeah, I don't care.
Gavin Escobar to the Cowboys, tight end out of San Diego State.
He's an interesting guy. I think that's a little bit high for him, but
is he?
That's an interesting player. He's one of those
tight end from San Diego State,
you know, like a smaller, more athletic tight end,
Hernandez type.
Yeah.
Andy, if you want to have a treat, look up Cynthia Escobar on the internet and get her pictures.
Okay. Who's that?
How do you spell Cynthia? C-Y?
C-Y, yeah. Look her up and then tell me what you think. The Steelers are up with the 16th pick. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Let's.
Who's this?
Cynthia Escobar.
Is that his wife?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, then why am I doing this?
Well, because you like those kind of pictures.
Just because her name's Escobar?
But it, and cooler if she was his or sister. Big cans. Fake as all hell, but big cans.
How did you know who that was, Fred?
Yeah, a little weird.
I was on Barstool Sports today.
Oh, yeah. So maybe it is a wife or something. Why would Barstool Sports have something about her?
Well, they always have women. That's what they do. It's soft porn.
I got nipple here.
Aren't they like usually famous people though?
No. Luca writes in. They already picked the guy Rocky? I like, Tank and Hunter. Why even watch now? Maybe Wheaton and Jesse Williams. I kind of like them.
Terrence Williams is the answer.
Terrence Williams is
absolutely
in play. I agree with Andy. Jamar Taylor, cornerback from Boise. I also like him. He's still on the board. You only got to go down about another, four picks? One, two, three,
Merrill
four
Hobie
picks.
Making a pick for Steelers.
He's got very little nipples for big boobs.
My God.
My boss told me to look it up, Paul. I do what my boss tells me.
He didn't tell you to critique it.
Tim writes in, seventh round is guys pass can really swing for the fences on. It also guarantees that they get the player. Undrafted free agents can sign with anyone they want.
Yeah, we know how it works.
Thank you for the process.
Let's see. Okay, the Steelers have taken
Le'Veon
Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. Escobar's tall.
Yes.
Taller.
Okay,
like
I was just making sure, because I thought you said small. He's
6'6". He's light.
Oh, really?
Though. Isn't he only like 230?
255.
Oh, I'm confusing him with another guy.
Tall, lanky, tracks the ball well, not quick. He's a willing blocker.
Let's see. The Giants are on the clock at 17 in this
Good
round.
Good Lord.
Andy is just exploding.
You ate way too
there.
Much tonight.
Ooh, Le'Veon Bell to Pittsburgh. I like it. Sorry, Patriots.
Andy's favorite team is doing things
very
again.
Well. Big back, big bruising back. Don't have any receivers anymore. Might as well pound the ball.
He shall be a Le'Veon.
Yeah, good athlete, good hand. Yeah. Now, I liked Escobar. When I watched the tape, there was a lot of different tight ends in this class that I thought they all caught the ball well and could move a little bit. Very few of them were the traditional tight end that, you know, you sort of asked to block a little bit.
It's the way the game's going, Paul.
He was another one of those.
Basketball on grass. It's a modern game.
Grasketball.
I see what you did there.
Let's see. Ian from the UK says, love the end of the show yesterday with Fred going fishing and trying to get Paul to bite, and it worked. I'm emailing in advance of the show tonight.
It didn't work.
Looking at the order of the second round, there are four or five teams I see needing and possibly taking a receiver before the Patriots pick. You're right, as it turns out. If we are going to take a receiver, should we trade up? And if we do, what will it take in terms of picks to do that? Well, it's got a little late.
Yeah.
But you were right on the ball, Ian. Some teams did take the receivers off the board.
But the receiver that at least Andy is in love with is still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's still it was only
Franklin, UCLA.
There were only two receivers were taken, so it's been actually
but they were basically the two that everybody wanted around here,
but not the ones that we wanted.
No, I know, I'm happy.
And in one case, one guy that we just flat out didn't like. And
are we going to do the double dip,
Hunter?
Fred? I put that on the blog.
Jonathan Hankins goes to the Giants.
Oh, that's not what my Twitter was wrong.
So
Jason LaConfora wrong again.
Oh.
Because he said Franklin from UCLA, the running back.
Yes.
Fred, four straight years, Patriots have done a little double dip in the draft. I wrote a little thing on the blog for today. You had secondary where they went Chung and Butler.
Uh-huh.
Then you had, obviously, the two tight ends, in second and fourth round, hit a home run there.
Yeah.
Then you had the two running backs that were, 15 picks apart. Then last year you said, the front seven needs some help. Boom.
Yeah.
Do they do it again at wide receiver, Fred Kirsch? Double the dip. Dip the double.
Andy, you know what happened? Andy, you know what happened to LaConfora?
What?
Someone said Jonathan Hankins, and he thought it was Jonathan Franklin.
Could be.
That has to be what it does.
Andy, I think it could happen, but I don't think it'll happen in this round. I think they'll take one in this round and perhaps one in the third or fourth round.
Could be.
Mark,
that's still considered double dipping,
that's
though.
Double dipping. Sure.
Freddie, I needed a daily update on, I know the
daily.
Bill Polian eviscerated, apparently, Tyrann Mathieu earlier, the Honey Badger.
Yeah.
No reason. Doesn't understand why anybody would take him at any time in the draft based on everything. Where are we?
Well, personally, I've kind of fallen off the Honey Badger bandwagon.
Oh.
I was really high on him about a month ago, but you know, all this stuff lately, and then missing a couple meetings with teams, and I just think this might be a guy
who doesn't get
you know. There's
true
that
colors
old, there's
are
that,
showing.
There's that old story of the scorpion that needs to go across the river. And it asked the bear for a ride on its back. And the bear said, well, you're going to sting me. I'm not going to do that. And Scorpion says, no, I promise I won't. Halfway through the trip, he stings the bear. And the bear says, you promise you wouldn't sting me? He goes, yeah, but I'm a scorpion. That's what I do. And this might be who Honey Badger is.
Don't they both drown?
I think so. Yeah, they both do. I'm not sure. I don't know the end of the story.
If the bear sinks and dies in the river, then the scorpion's going to die.
The moral of the story is some guys don't change their spots, you know?
Some scorpions don't change their spots.
So now he's a leopard. But he just might be one of those guys
just
that,
swim across.
You know, because he had all this talk about, you know, I went to
cats
rehab and I realized how important football is and I wouldn't have anything without football. And then you miss two meetings with teams, prospective teams. I don't know.
I don't care for him.
You know, now
I don't like his comportment.
A lot of times, you know, those are extenuating circumstances that we don't find out about. But it just seems like, you know, trouble, follows this guy.
Freddie, we watched him at the draft. At the combine. And Andy and I were in the press conference. We walked over, walked back. I go, well, he certainly said all the right things. And Andy immediately looked at me and said, he goes, yeah, but somehow I just didn't believe him as much as I believe Teo.
Yeah.
And, you know, here we are less than 2 months later, and it looks like, you know, like as you guys said, true colors are showing.
Yep.
Now it looks like Franklin might be the pick, according to some of these people.
Oh, to maybe the Bears?
Yeah.
Because Michael Silver already has Washington taking Amerson in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. Hmm.
Mark in Winthrop says, if we all agree that this draft doesn't have the high-end talent that usually exists, can we say it's more of a crapshoot than usual? If we agree with that assessment, wouldn't having as many raffle tickets as possible, second, third, and fourth rounders, make more sense this year than any other year?
You can drop the shoot because it's just crap.
Well, and I don't buy the whole raffle ticket thing. I give the scouts and Bill Belichick credit. Shouldn't they know how to pick the good players? Whatever the value of the talent is, it may not be up here, may be here,
it's
but they should take the best of what's
it's
here.
It's not like these guys are only comparing this talent to this year's talent. They have a bar that is based on many years of talent. So, it's not just relative to this year's talent. They don't pick a guy just because he's the best of this year's group. They rate him based on what they think a safety should be or a linebacker should be, and that's based on many years of scouting. Now, the Bears selection is in.
Now LaConfora is saying Bostic.
In the 2013 draft, the Chicago Bears select Jonathan Bostic.
I like it.
Linebacker from the University of Florida.
Urlacher replacement? No, not necessarily like the superstar linebacker, but play in the middle of the Bears.
He's a good player.
I do him. I like his versatility for them.
Good athlete. I'm with Andy on the whole of the draft. I don't necessarily think that because the draft, you know, is quote unquote weaker, that you want to have more chances. I think that to me, if you could just as easily make the argument that you want to be picking as high as you can, because mm-hmm. if there's not a good amount of talent in the draft, you want to get the best players in the draft, not the weaker ones at the end. So you can make an argument, you increase your odds by picking eight times instead of five times, but at the same time, you're picking 23 spots lower than you were going to.
And assuming these guys know what they're doing when they scout, you're always going to increase your chances of hitting on a good player the higher up you pick. That's just logic.
Patriots are on the clock.
It's just logic. Washington's pick is in, which means, Andy, Patriots are on the clock.
Come on, Williams. Come on.
Williams says, let's see. He's in Burlington. As he says, is it bad that my balls are getting wet with the thought of adding Terrence Williams and Honey Badger tonight?
Yes, that's very bad.
Why would your balls get wet?
I
just don't know. Other than sweating, why would your balls get wet?
I don't. Maybe he's like a weird weird person.
Maybe he needs some fresh balls.
Fresh balls would work.
Yeah.
Jamie Collins.
That's who we took?
To the Redskins?
No, that's the...
to the Patriots.
Oh.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's that jacked up outside linebacker that somebody predicted in the first round.
We liked him. Southern Miss.
Oh, I don't
Edge
like
guy.
This pick.
I don't like this pick either.
I like it.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that for a role reversal? Fred doesn't like it and Paul does.
Yeah.
Jamie Collins from Southern Miss to the Patriots.
I don't know. That's not official yet.
I like the player. I don't like the pick.
Mike Reese just tweeted something out and said that's reportedly the pick.
Okay, so if it is, what is that saying about what the Patriots feel about their linebacking core?
Well, I mean, he's an edge guy.
Yeah, right. He's...
So
he's,
you think he can play pass defensive rush. End?
Yes.
He's the
yes.
same size. I don't. I think he's too small. I have my concerns like I had with Rob Ninkovich. I mean, he's a guy that's 6'4", 250. This is my guy, you know, Paul. Whoever has the first pick feature. Father, mother, and brother all dead.
Oh, this is the guy?
Sister raised him.
We were just talking about that the
other
day.
Yeah, I said whoever gets has the layup feature.
There you go, Eric.
He was raised by his sister. You know, he had 92 tackles, 20 for a loss, 10 sacks, long, athletic. He's a former DB. He's one of those guys that Nick was talking about the other day, these guys that get pumped up to play up front. Finishes. His strength is average, good effort. He's a runaround linebacker. I don't know. I mean, this to me feels like the addition of a guy you didn't really need, or maybe Hightower wasn't as athletic and versatile as you thought he was going to be. I don't know.
Well, you say that like he has no parents and all that?
Yeah.
Maybe he just, they got him because he won't be asking for a lot of tickets?
Fred.
You're a bad guy.
Come on.
You are a bad guy.
All right. So we don't know if that's official, but
Mike Reese doesn't screw up.
Yeah, Mike Reese wouldn't say it unless
he's. I think it's the pick, but he's reporting that someone else reported it. I didn't see the first tweet.
All right.
Mike Silver, I believe, is who did.
You know, they didn't. They obviously didn't pick this guy to play special teams. So, you know,
you never know.
You know, is he a backup? Does he have a chance to start?
I would say he's a situational rusher.
So, Andy, you think of him. If we're going to be traditional 4-3 like we were last year,
yep.
You think of him as a Hightower type and not like a potential backup to Ninkovich.
No, I think he could be a backup to Ninkovich, but I'm scared of both playing a lot. I don't think they're traditional defensive ends. And
certainly on the lighter side.
You know where I'd like to see him maybe is maybe you bump Jones over to left defensive end and he comes in and as the rush right defensive end
with
in
some
passing downs.
Some...
Yeah, what was his production in terms of sacks? I'm sorry,
10
if you
sacks
read
last
that.
Year. 20 tackles for loss, 10 sacks last year.
Yeah, cuz I really liked him
liked him as an athlete, just not
film.
For us in this defense. I don't think he's a fit. I think he's a very intriguing athletic player who I just don't know necessarily where he's going to fit. Maybe he's going to be an outside linebacker here. Maybe what we talked about yesterday, maybe the Brandon Spikes era, who's going to be a free agent after this year. Maybe Mayo's going back inside. Maybe they're going to try to have three more athletic linebackers on the field at all times. That could be a way that, you put this guy to use. Maybe they just purely went with the best football player on the board, and you know what? We'll find a place to put him on the field somewhere.
Yeah, I wonder if this means that maybe they want to go back to the 3-4.
According
to, because Andy, you know, the way Andy talked, I think a lot of other people felt in terms of his fit, maybe he's just one of those stand-up edge guys. And
he's
6'4",
640. He wants them all to the old school, Paul.
It could be an indication that Abraham is backing out on my deal.
You know, a good point by you.
Do we have the pick officially in yet before I read some of the Pro Football Weekly?
He's another one of those guys, like Andy talks about, you know, the safety on steroids guys. I mean, he's, you know, made the transition. And I like
him.
Official? You know what? I like getting guys that I think that athletically can run and make plays.
What, did they lose Kevin Falk?
And then the coach has to figure out how to use him. Do you know what I mean, Fred?
Yep.
Like, he has the ability. It's up to Bill to figure out how best
to
utilize.
Go to the podium. Go to the podium.
Hey, Feezy.
Somebody familiar coming up to the podium. Let's go.
He's got the little strut going, too. I like that.
He shaved his head, too.
Forgot his jacket.
He never does. He likes that look.
New England Patriots selection.
He's getting booed like crazy.
Please welcome from Louisiana State University. Yeah, selected in the second round in 1999, running back Kevin Falk.
With the 52nd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Jamie Collins, linebacker, Southern Mississippi.
One of the most explosive.
Oh, of course.
There you go.
Yeah. The summary from Pro Football Weekly's draft guide, Nolan Naraki. Highly athletic, long-limbed, run-around outside linebacker who shows in flashes and possesses intriguing physical gifts, but disappoints on tape. Has core special teams traits and developmental value as a 3-4 outside linebacker or 4-3 will linebacker given his speed and athleticism. Having played through an injury during his senior year could lead to misevaluations. Developmental talent who could blossom in the right veteran guidance. NFL projection, 4th to 5th round pick.
Arlat says 2.5 year starter, stands up and rushes off the edge. Long arms, big hands for the position. Good combination of power and speed. Has the skill to play man-to-man defense and a slot receiver. Productive career as a hybrid strong safety linebacker. Fluid in his pass drops. Questions core strength to stack and shed. Appears to be more athlete than football player. Needs work in zone defense technique. Fringe first step quickness from the left side. And they don't. Yes, they project him 3rd or 4th round.
Bit of a reach.
Does this mean I get my Collins jersey now?
Nice. If he makes the team, and you want a special teamer on your jersey.
All right. So Jamie Collins goes to the Patriots. Their first pick of this draft.
He's an upside guy. I would say he falls in line with a lot of the picks that have come prior to this in the draft. I think he has the athleticism to be an intriguing player, but the fit and the proven performance aren't quite there.
Okay.
I like him.
Paul likes him.
I do.
Paul Seal.
Yeah, I like the athleticism.
But you know what?
I just don't know where he's going to play.
Listen, I'm going to be consistent.
And by the
this.
Way, he can't line up. He can't cover the slot. That's stupid. Our lads are stupid. He's not going to go man on with Wes Welker, and that's what the slot is.
Okay.
I'm pretty consistent with this, Fred. I tend to be wowed by the athleticism. And sometimes the athleticism doesn't translate to production. This guy was extremely productive.
Ten sacks last year.
20 tackles for loss, 4 forced fumbles. I think he's versatile. I think he can do some different things.
He's a playmaker.
But sometimes those guys don't any one thing well enough to truly make an impact. I think he can. I think Belichick is obviously good enough to figure out how to utilize him. And I was really, really intrigued by the athleticism. And all the stuff that Andy says is right. I can't argue with any of it. Because there is some, you know, his size, his strength probably isn't ideal, but I like the pick, and I do think maybe not with the first pick that they took in the draft, but finding a linebacker that could move in space, I think was a need. It might not have been the biggest need.
Well, I was just going to say, Paul, does this kind of confirm what you guys have been saying about Hightower and Mayo and Spikes that, yeah, they can play the run and they can tackle, but they just can't play the pass.
Well, they can't make plays, and I think I thought Spikes and Mayo both improved in that department last year. I thought they both made more plays than they had, but I think maybe you do need to get a little bit faster to deal with some of these different kinds of offenses. And Greg Bedard actually just tweeted out a point too. Spikes, contract year. Ninkovich, contract year. You get a young guy, he's in the system for a year, and then maybe in year two you ask him to take on a bigger role to replace one of those guys if you can't re-sign him.
Okay. The Bengals pick is in. Patriots are like five or six picks away from their second pick in the second round.
By the way, it's been 5 minutes since the Patriots pick, so cue the leave it to Belichick to draft a guy that no one's ever heard of.
Well, since Pete Prisco had him as his first-round pick to New England,
touche.
That would be asinine. Who said that?
Touche. No, I'm saying it's
fans on Twitter.
We'll see.
Prisco, you're pre-fighting.
I'm pre-fighting.
Prisco had
he
this
had
one?
Us taking Collins
in the first round,
with the 29th pick.
Oh, so now this is another big grab by the Patriots. This is a guy that they had.
Right, we got a fifth-round pick in the second round.
No, they had the guy that they would have taken in the first round in the second round.
Well, that's what they'll tell us.
Of course,
they would have told us that no matter what.
Right, but that, you know, affirmed by...
They could have drafted you and said, well, really, we thought about taking him at 29.
But Pete Prisco would
the fat shoulders
that.
And the short height really swayed us, though.
Sure, I know how to stack and shed.
So last year they took a guy who shouldn't have been
and
drafted in the
scrape.
Second round, and now they took a guy who would have been
they're
fifth
getting
rounder
better.
In the
they're
second
getting
round.
Closer.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's
in a couple point. Years, they'll good be point. Taking second round picks in the second round.
Very good point by you.
And I actually like the athlete. If I were on a different team, I think it would be a good pick.
I'm not the really Bengals on a team. Have,
yeah,
guess who the Bengals
have a logo
just
on your
took.
Chest. Well, you do have a logo on your chest.
The Bengals took Marcus Hunt.
Oh, that's a perfect Bengal.
Oh, there you go.
Although,
so
I don't know if that's perfect Bengal. I don't know how those Eastern Europeans get along with the punks.
He went to Cincinnati.
Yep. Marcus Hunt goes to Cincinnati. It kind of, you kind of think about what he would be on the Patriots. Intriguing player, a lot of upside, also low floor.
Jason Luck and Forrest says the 49ers are on the clock now with the Patriots pick. Is he is he just on crack in the last like
Silver
10
says
or
Niners trade with Green Bay.
Yeah, Patriots on. I don't know.
NFL Network.
It's amazing when they're dropping dimes to you and you can't decipher them correctly. Right. That must really hurt.
Well, you know, NFL Network still has Miami on the clock, and that is where that means no movement was made. So
DJ Bean tweeted back to him, "What are you talking about?"
And Miami's pick is in. So unless
he's
they
got
just,
an edge to him, that
oh, yeah.
Bean.
Unless Miami like just him. Pick for somebody else, everything is going as it is ordered.
Okay. 49ers made their pick at 55. Seahawks on the clock, according to Mike Sando.
Well, that means that Green Bay traded with San Francisco.
That's what Silver said.
Okay.
Maybe we should not listen to Jason Luck and Ford
well,
for a little
while.
Well,
no, but here
Maybe
you go.
You should just not follow
this
him.
Is where you got to side with Useless. The listeners, because we do this and it completely disrupts the rhythm of the show.
No, but I was citing from legitimate
whoa, whoa,
sources.
Whoa, you think we have rhythm?
Well, yes, at times. But, you know, now we're like, well, what does that mean? And we're as confused as I'm sure the listeners are if they're listening to us. So we shouldn't do that. Dolphin selection is in. And who is it?
No.
Anyone?
Jamie Taylor, Boise State.
Jamar Taylor.
I mean,
Jamar Taylor. Yep.
Quarterback, Boise State.
There you go.
Good play. And
not bad.
And there
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, and there
and
it is.
And there you have it.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, another rant. May I?
Yes.
The floor is yours.
Before we started our show, I was watching from 6:30 on, and Mike Mayock made an absolute, complete fraud of himself. These picks are obviously out there by Silver
tell?
And Lockenfora, and he's reading below and then pretending like, you know, he's guessing out of the air, like it's going to be Manti Te'o. It was just so obvious. I think they told him to stop because then after like four or five of these, then he started saying, well, the next pick's going to be among these. And he named three guys and of course it'd be one. But it was just so obvious what he was doing, just absolutely ridiculous. All right. So that's my rant there. Mike Mayock.
San Francisco made a pick too.
Who I normally don't have much against. I know, you know, he's become sort of his own little celebrity, but that was just embarrassing what happened between 6:30 and 7:30 today. I don't know if anyone else shares my opinion, and I don't care if you do.
I shared it last night, and you yelled at me for it.
Well, I wasn't really paying attention to him last night. Kiernan in England says the first pick reminds me of the Tavon Austin pick somewhat. Bit of a reach. We should have looked for a wide receiver such as Allen or Williams before this guy and looked here in round three. I question Bill's sense of value sometimes. Okay.
No comment there, Fred?
No, it's his opinion. Mark says, I know advanced stats in football aren't perfect by any means, but Football Outsiders' Saxier is very high on Collins.
A lot of people were very high on him. I was just giving you Pro Football Weekly because generally people seem to think that is the most respected one. We know Bill Belichick has respect for Nolan Naraki. He had him as a 4-5. NFLDraftScout.com, which is one of our favorites, and we do some work with the paper, they had him as a 2-3. So they thought he was a second-round pick. And, you know, I know when I put my big board together, which was before the combine, he was my number 4 outside linebacker. He was behind Jones, Ogletree, and Kasim Green. I mean, this is not a guy who's out of nowhere. This is not a special teamer. The question I have, again, is the fit. How are you planning on using him? Do you have a plan? Did you draft an athlete? Plenty of colleges do that. Plenty of very good, successful colleges.
Right. They draft
bring guys
the athlete.
In
right.
as an athlete, and then we'll find out where we use him later. Maybe well, that's what this is.
And I think you might be right, Andy, and the fact that they have, you know, a pretty good core of linebackers lends to the fact that maybe they have time to develop this guy, and they're not going to rush him. So maybe you're right. Maybe they did draft the athlete who they're going to try to, you know, mold into, you know, a football player in the NFL.
Well, and I don't even want to say he's not a football player. This isn't...
Like, no, I know. It's not Steve Neal.
It's where does he fit and what is changed on the front? He's a front seven player. We know that. What is going out? You had perceived starters in Ninkovich, Jones, Spikes, Mayo, Hightower, Wilfork. You know, your only real opening was D-tackle next to Wilfork or bumping somebody outside linebacker, defensive end. Who's the odd man out? Or
right.
is it more rotation? You know, we've talked about this. Defense was at its best when it had three guys for two spots at about a bunch of places. You know, the Colvin, Vrabel, Willie McGinnis on the outside. Maybe that's an idea. Maybe that's something getting back to. We know they like to do a lot of things with personnel grouping.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what
nowadays,
this guy is.
Everyone's off.
The James, hell was that?
James in Brisbane. Hey, guys. Love the show so far. I'm showing my 4-year-old nephew and 2-year-old niece PFW for the first time. The nephew says you're silly. I think that's a stamp of approval.
You're damn skippy.
With Collins, I suppose you can never have too many pass rushers. I like his athleticism by the sounds of it. The NFL Around the League feed says he has great lower body explosion. Isn't that what Andy has after lunch?
Or in about 45
minutes.
He's
going to have it after dinner tonight, yeah.
Chris with the TIAN says, according to Reese, in his final season at Southern Miss, Collins totaled 10 sacks, 5 pass breakups, and 4 forced fumbles in 12 starts. You know what that is? Production. He'll find a spot.
I agree.
So
I agree.
What was it? I missed it.
Production. You already read the stats earlier.
Oh, okay.
Stripper says you're 100%.
He didn't say production like your mother, Andy.
Stripper says you're 100% correct, Fred. I saw Charles Davis say, I think it's a running back and not Lacy just before the Bengals announced Bernard. They are getting the picks in their ear and then talking as if they are guessing.
I wish we could do that. We probably couldn't pull it off. Of course, neither did they, if everybody knows.
No, I'd be like, what was that?
Did you say Lacy or right. Casey?
Patriots just drafted Stacy James? Oh, Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy. Okay.
The girl?
Patrick in New York, I like the pick. It isn't too risky or flashy. He'll adapt to the Patriots' way and has a lot of room to improve. It shows that New England is looking to shore the defense first opposite the offense. I'm confident that Bill Belichick is looking to address glaring needs for the Patriots. Thanks a lot, guys. Great job, by the way. Go Pats. Well, that's not a glaring need. Unless you look at the defense as a whole and say he's going to help the pass rush.
Athletic playmaking guys who can get after the quarterback are a need.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know exactly how they'll use him, but his MO is athletic playmaking guy who can get after the quarterback.
They could use
that's a need.
They could use plenty of those.
I will not criticize this pick if they said that's a playmaker. That's an athlete.
Mm.
We'll go use him.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they need, playmakers and athletes. We want them to get away from big, tough, strong guys who can set the edge and play the run. We want playmaking athletes. They got one.
Mark, the show on Marcus Hunt on TV, is this where you thought he'd go? Sort of mid-second round?
Yeah.
He got overhyped for a while there, but as an overaged guy who I'm not sure he plays the run. I love when he throws people to the ground. He has like this dirty edge to him. But, yeah, I think this is where you start to take those kind of guys that, you know, aren't ideal. Unfortunately, some teams took some of these types of guys in the top 15 picks of the draft.
All the highlights they're showing are on, you know, kick blocks.
Oh, he'll certainly block kicks.
Well, he has 17 of them.
No, I know, but I mean, you drafted him to be a defensive end.
Well, you know, he's a four-down player. Really, that's what we liked about him. You pop that tape in, you see him on all four downs.
Okay. Yeah, it's true.
Bill would say.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Bill's probably going to say it about this guy. He's a four-down player.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Collins.
The Niners took Vance McDonald, which replaces that Delanie Walker spot for them, that kind of versatile H-back type.
They're really replacing everybody they needed. Their safety, H-back, getting the
And Baltimore traded up, too.
What did they do?
I don't. Well, they haven't picked.
Traded with Seattle.
They traded up with Seattle. Come on,
Come
Seattle.
Come on, Seattle.
So what are we, three away? The second round is kind of moving along.
Yes, oh, yeah.
As it should.
Third will even be better.
Yeah.
LT from Adelaide says, is Collins like Bruce Irvin in the fact that he could be a situational pass rusher type? I think that he is worth the second round pick if he helps out with the NASCAR front that we want to build.
I think he's less one-dimensional than Bruce Irvin.
Well, I agree with Andy on that. I think he can do more than that. But
so
yes,
he's more
I think
two-dimensional?
He can. Yes, he plays in two dimensions. He can. I think he can be part of a NASCAR kind of package if they want, but I think he can also cover. He has. Don't forget, he has experience as a safety. So he might be a much more effective coverage linebacker than anyone they have.
LT wants to know, Andy, will you be happy if they select Terrence Williams with their second pick?
Yes, my balls will be wet.
Oh, my God. Hey, I didn't think you could say that when Fred actually read it, and now I'm sure that you couldn't say it.
Yeah, I went the other way. I assumed if Fred says it when he read it, it means it's okay to say
Why
it.
Would you ever assume because Fred did something it's okay?
It's after 8 o'clock, and we had the warning before the show started.
It's 8
and I still don't really get what it means.
It's 8:11.
No, women get moist. Men don't get moist.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, do you have to keep going?
Yes, he does, and that's what happens when you
say in
another little linebacker, Arthur Brown.
Adi Brown.
State.
I like him, too.
He's little.
He's another guy that can cover a little
bit,
too.
In today's day and age, these little athletic linebackers are going to be fun to watch run around. Ogletree, Brown, Collins. It's a different game.
Hey, Guy, I'm with you. I had a whole rant about that in the podcast.
Except when you play the Steelers, who apparently are just going to screw receivers, load up on big backs, and bring it.
I'm going down on the Steelers, by the way. Evidently, they're deciding to play 1978 football.
Well, you got the memo, John Hanna, as a consultant for them.
that ain't going to work.
Let's see. Bobby writes in, I like the pick. He looks fast and athletic. He could be a little thin and small for that position, but the NFL overall is getting faster, and I think we need all the competition we can at pass rush.
Plus, you got to figure if he's 250, he's going to be probably around 260 by the time you get him on your program.
And plus, if he can't rush the passer like you really want him to, if he's not a double-digit sack guy, well, then he can cover. He's athletic.
Yeah.
Whereas they've been drafting guys, if they can't get after the passer, then they got to be run guys like Jermaine Cunningham. Oh, well, he's not really that good against a pass, so he kind of plays the run and sets the edge. I'd rather err on the side of the athleticism. If he's not as good in pass rushing, that he's pretty good in pass coverage or athletic, can chase things down.
Tim,
I think he's going to be fun to watch in training camp.
Tim thinks Collins is going to block kicks so Gronk doesn't have to.
He did block a kick last year.
Wait, block four kicks.
Yes. That's how Gronk got hurt. But he also did block a kick last year.
Jack writes in, could this be the Patriots' angle in drafting Collins? Hightower moves to defensive end. Collins plays outside linebacker. Hightower is big enough to play end and may fit better at end in the Patriots' defense. I don't think so.
I don't see that.
Collins' team went 0-for last year, huh?
Yeah, that's the word, is that he had a bad team, bad coaching staff, and some scouts, according to our buddy
sacks.
Greg Bedard, says that he may have not always put out 100% because he was disgruntled.
Well, that's like Randy Moss in Oakland. Right, Fred?
Well, that's how we rationalize that.
Or couldn't he be Rishay Caldwell? Somebody had to have some sacks. Somebody had to do something.
Nano says, at least Collins wasn't way overdrafted like Tavon Wilson in the second round last year.
No, this is nowhere near Tavon Wilson.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
so he's got that going for him.
No, but he was a second-round pick, third-round pick, according to Draft Scout. He was number four on my big board of outside linebackers. This isn't a guy where you're, oh, my God, there's no bios on him. Where is he? He's a seventh round. This is a normal guy.
Let's see.
Geno Smith talking a good game in New York, by the way.
I hate Geno Smith.
Going to the playoffs.
Right.
Quickly, I've come to hate him.
He said that?
Oh, man.
He said this.
Well, maybe since he plays in New York, he knows he's just going to watch the Super Bowl, so he'll be going to the playoffs.
That's a good point. Yes.
His quote was, this is a dream come true to be able to fulfill my dream.
Department of Redundancy Department.
Script Red makes fun of him for that. You know, he could be nervous. This is, you know.
No, I made fun of him because he's now a New York Jet.
Okay. That's true.
Good point, Fred.
And I like that.
Or more than likely, you made fun of him because he's not a Patriot.
Fred Kirsch,
ladies
and
gentlemen. That's true.
I made fun of him because he's a Jet. I like it.
Stripper says Collins is being compared to Clark Hagans. Bottom line, tall, lean, end linebacker hybrid, blah, blah, blah. Though he's not an elite pass rush talent and is still growing into his frame, he presents scouts with surprising agility for his size and the length to be an effective 3-4 backer capable of doing a bit of everything with untapped potential in a mid-round pick. So.
Yeah. He's fine.
Okay.
Paul, did you really say that I'm going down on the Steelers? What they're reporting on Twitter.
I might have said that.
Mendenhall.
I know. I thought I was one.
When
that
I was
really
doing it, I was actually doing a thumbs down, but I may not have said I'm going thumbs down. So,
Lucas says I kind of like Collins, and some think he's pretty good. One question: which remaining corner do you like the most?
Mm. Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Which remaining corner?
Corner. Yeah.
Yes, well, Glenn Ordway.
Jamar Taylor was my guy. So. All the ones I like. Emerson would have been my next one. He's gone.
What about Jordan Poyer or Robert Allen?
I don't like Poyer
Alford.
At all.
Alford.
Did Darius Slay get taken?
Yes.
Where did he go?
To a team.
Thanks.
Detroit.
How about the B.W. Webb kid from William & Mary?
Too early.
That wasn't too early for Jamie Collins, apparently.
Well, Jamie Collins, some people had in the first round.
Know, Paul,
Pete
I'm,
Prisco.
Just busted. Relax.
Yeesh.
Zero to hot.
He's trying to keep his reputation as a douche together. He's slipping.
Texas around the clock, and the Texas selection is
Texans.
In.
Maybe Logan Ryan. Kind of liked him a little bit, but do we want to have another Rutgers cornerback?
We don't have any Rutgers cornerback.
So
we have a Rutgers safety.
So we can move him to safety.
This smells like Bleedy Ray.
Yeah, I didn't love him.
Yeah, I did not like him at all.
Bleedy Ray Vaughn.
I'd rather have your boy BW than...
BW.
Who'd they take?
Than the other BW.
DJ Swearinger.
Bleedy Ray.
Oh, no.
DJ Swearinger.
Oh, he's
going to
learn
safety.
From Ed Reed. Sorry, Patriots, that's bad for you.
Here we go.
He's going to be a good player.
This is the part of the show where Andy declares every AFC team having passed the Patriots.
Well, no, they didn't pass the Patriots because their quarterback is still a punani, but... They have Ed Reed teaching this guy, who I think has a chance to be the best safety in the draft.
The Patriots are two picks away. Broncos
they had a physical
are on
defense
the
on the front end that's getting more physical on the back end. That's not good for the Patriots when their offense is losing some of its consistency.
Broncos are on the clock. Patriots are on deck. Rich writes in, what about Chandler Jones? No one says his name recently. Isn't he still a major part of our D?
Yes. I just said maybe he moves to the left side. I mean, he's one of the givens.
Right. That's why I think we're not mentioning him.
And we've all mentioned him as, if this defense is better, the most likely reason is Dante Hightower, Chandler Jones make a year two jump.
Okay. Nick and Victoria just got home from work, turn you guys on, and Andy says it makes his balls wet. Then I look at our pick, and I'm wondering, what the F? I'm guessing you're talking about something else. Is Jackie UK in the booth or something? Because I know... Giant boobs will do that to Andy. I don't see an outside linebacker doing it.
They don't actually get wet. I don't understand that statement. But the question was if we draft Terrence Williams. I said I'd get moist.
Moist.
Oh, boy. All right.
Fred, you're going to pretend you won't get moist if they take Barrett Jones? Because
no.
I know how you like
no,
them centers.
It's not exciting. I just picked that because I think it's going to happen. It's not necessarily, oh, I want Barrett Jones. I just think that they'll pick him. That's why I
think he's a possible pick. I won't be happy. If we leave the second round without a wide receiver and without a pure pass rusher, without a pure cover guy, that doesn't feel good to
Terrence
me.
Terrence Williams is my guy here.
Yeah. I'm with you, Paul.
Both with me.
Oh, yeah.
I've been driving the Terrence Williams bandwagon for months now.
Since the combine.
By the way, we have Twitter handles for, if you're interested, the new guy and Terrence Williams.
Jamie Collins set a broad jump record at the combine, Andy. Did you know that at the combine?
I knew he had a very good something at the combine. Broad jump. Is that useful?
11.7?
Only when you're jumping over girls.
Why would you want to jump a girl? When you want to land on her? Pole vaulter, maybe?
Lumpy Jr. liked that one.
So Denver's pick is in, and the Patriots are on the clock. We don't know.
Williams.
Do we know who Denver picked?
I don't know who Denver picked. I still see Denver up there. You sure they're off the clock?
Yeah, pick is in.
I think the Patriots are leaking.
Pick is in, says Fred Kirsch.
Yep. So Patriots.
Can I tweet that? Kirsch, colon, pick is in.
Patriots stayed put in the second round. No movement.
So the Patriots made a pick, you're saying?
No, but
they're on the clock.
Well, they're on the clock. The
Broncos are about to announce their pick.
Why don't we go to the podium and see who the Broncos picking?
Okay, Jim.
To announce the Denver Broncos selection, please welcome from the Ohio State University.
This is Randy Gradishaw?
The 14th overall selection in the 1974 draft. Linebacker.
What's up with the Goodell?
Randy Gradishaw.
You are such a fraud, Fred. We don't go to the podium except when your boyhood idol comes to the podium to announce
quiet.
The Broncos pick.
Just be
with
quiet.
With the 58th pick in the 2013 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select Monte Ball.
Ooh,
running back.
Wow, there you go.
And there you go.
Am I drunk? Is Eddie Lacy still on the board?
Yes.
Correct.
And in the green room. So
now, Monte Ball, I think, is a good player. I like him more than Paul does. I know Paul thinks he's just a college Wisconsin Jag production.
I
kind of like him, too.
There have been a ton of those Wisconsin running backs who've had great college production, but
I think he swayed me.
Tailed off in the
I like Monte Ball.
The Curtis Martin comparisons he made swayed me because I can see it.
I think this is a huge, good pick for the Denver Broncos.
Uh-oh. Wes Welker, Monte Ball. Uh-oh, baby. Did they take a safety?
Are you ready to slam the table and declare the Broncos the AFC champions?
You know,
I am not right now.
How about you, Fred?
Boy, I'll tell you.
Oh, you'd have to consider it?
Yeah, I would have to consider it.
Well, considering that they ended last season ahead of you, right? They had the one seed. We were the two seed, correct?
Well, depends how you look at it, yeah. We played later.
Hmm. Yeah, but we lost to
the... Because the safety pooped himself.
And we lost to the same team.
No, I know, but we played later.
At least they were close.
I base it on how long you play. The longer you play, the better you are.
So, but we don't know if the Patriots made a pick. We're just assuming they're going to?
Yeah, they're still on the clock, and they're still listed as the 27th in this round.
Because, this is when trade comes up.
Right.
Everybody was like, well, they stayed tight.
And how
do we know that they
Patriots on the
How
clock?
Do we know they stayed tight? You're with me now.
Yeah.
No, how do we know they stayed tight?
No, this
I'm
is...
panicking. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm officially panicking.
I think they're going to pick it. But getting back to this pick for Denver, I like Monte Ball.
I don't.
I think, running backs, obviously, their stock has gone down. But I think I really like him. He's productive.
I think a running back.
He's sturdy.
I think running back is a good pick for Denver in this spot. I just don't think he's a very good player.
Really?
Just me.
Why?
I'm in the vast minority. I think he's a plotter. I think he's Ron Dane.
Oh, I think he's got some good giddy up.
I think he's got a little bit more giddy up than Ron Dane.
Yeah.
I think you're selling him a
little short.
He wasn't
as good in college as Ron Dane was.
Well,
numbers wise, maybe not, but I think he might be a little bit. I think he might have a little bit better production than that at the pro level.
I think,
and he was very good in college. I mean, he set the all-time touchdown record.
He better
for
be
like
more productive than Dane in college.
The pick is in for the
Patriots. The pick is in. Okay, sigh of relief.
So. Okay. And it is?
Per a source, it's Marshall's Aaron Dobson.
Oh, I don't like him at all.
Yeah, I didn't care
I don't either.
Him.
Except he made the greatest
catch. He did make the greatest catch ever. Ever.
I think he sucks.
He had a little bit of an attitude, too, didn't he?
I don't know. I think he sucks.
I didn't remember any attitude from him, but I don't
like him.
He didn't really move the needle.
Inconsistent.
He didn't move the needle.
Yeah.
At the combine.
Andy's notes on Aaron Dobson.
I did talk to a million wide receivers.
165 career catches, captain. Known as a savvy route runner, small hands, not elite speed, goes up for the ball, fights for it, a lot of contested catches, kind of lanky, blah, and a down arrow. I don't care for him. 4'5", 40, 6'3", 210, good size, fights for the ball.
Yeah. Well, I like the size. Right,
well, at least they went for the position. They went for the type of player.
He's definitely a taller.
Can't fault them for that.
Freddie?
Yeah.
He's definitely a taller outside guy.
All right. Yeah. He's been waiting on the line.
I think the guy on line one will be excited.
Now that the Patriots have picked a wide receiver who's over 6 feet tall, let's go to Eldridge on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Eldridge.
Hey, fellas. Love your show, man. Y'all be piping up. I like that.
What do you think of this pick by the Patriots, the 6'3 wide receiver out of Marshall? What?
I think the whole draft,
sucks.
I'm like Paul said on Monday night, yesterday. You know, you only got certain guys up there, and you only got 5 picks. I'd rather take my chance with the 5 picks than taking 8 Jags.
I'm with you, Eldridge.
You know what I mean? I mean, we sitting at 29, and there's Cordell Patterson, a playmaker, NFL-type receiver. And you give them to Minnesota, and you come down and get a linebacker that nobody you know, really heard so much about.
And we've then, heard about him.
I heard y'all talking about another receiver, but there's Keelan Allen still there and the other guy. You know what I mean? And I don't know what they're thinking.
Well,
I mean, has a GM, he need to quit. He needs to quit. You know, get somebody that knows talent.
We've reached that point.
You know, but I told you that, Andy, on your PFW blog.
I resign.
I just can't believe we took this jag.
You know, I'm like, darn, you know, what are you thinking? I'm like I said, I had to go with Paul Newsome. Five picks, I would take five chances on somebody than eight jags.
And you're not even happy that they took a receiver.
Not that one.
I hear you, bro.
Not that one.
Everything I wrote down about him was positive, but my last comment wasn't always open. And if you're not always open at Marshall, I think you're going to have a problem getting open in the NFL. That's my one.
Yeah, because you can't get open.
That's my one.
We got them already. We got Jones. You got Jenkins. We got them already. You know, why
draft
the same people you got?
Oh, the Patriots have done well, you know, with wide receivers out of Marshall.
Name one.
Troy Brown
and Randy Moss. Jesus, well, you Randy fell right Moss, in his trap.
But they didn't draft Randy Moss.
But
give Troy Brown.
Okay, it was a joke,
you know,
guys.
Randy, you know, Randy, you know what? I'll cut all five and go back and get Randy. I'm serious.
I know you are. That's why we're laughing.
Fred, I want to read you the pro. You can let him go.
All right, thanks, Alex.
All right, thank you. Have a good
one. All right.
I'm going to read the Pro Football Weekly. Positives for Aaron Dobson, 6'2 and 3/4, 210. 4.55 was his estimated 40 time. Excellent size, long arms, quick feet to slip the jam, athletic and fluid.
Let's go to the podium quickly,
Aaron
though.
Dobson, wide receiver, Marshall.
Well, I'm glad we did that.
Well,
we saw Kevin Foster.
Smooth accelerator, loose-hipped, gets in and out of breaks easily, aware to navigate and settle in zones, tracks and adjusts, good hands to catch off his frame, can reel in the spectacular catch. That's that one, Paul.
Absolutely.
Strong after the catch, aggressive stock blocker, has special teams experience as a gunner. Negatives.
There we go. Special teams. We got a four-down wide
receiver.
Another
four-down wide receiver. Small hands, builds up and lacks elite top-end speed. Will struggle to separate vertically. Not a go-up-and-get-it receiver. Ran a limited route tree. Was not a playmaker. Minimal splash plays. Did not lock horns with top-flight cornerbacks. Could improve his sustain as a blocker. Did not return kicks. Summary, was dinged up as a senior when his production fell off, but is a big, fluid, quicker than fast, short to intermediate flanker who projects best as a complimentary number three receiver, second to third round pick.
Okay. Comparison, some are comparing him to Sidney Rice.
Yeah, I don't see it.
No?
I don't think he's anywhere near as dynamic as Sidney Rice, but... Man, what are you going
to
do?
I wish him to Michael Jenkins.
We cut it off too quick because I would have liked to have listened to the Mike Mayock testimonial.
About how good he is?
Yeah.
Cliff in Bama says, maybe Belichick is just confused about what round we're in. If this were the fifth round, we'd be coming out like gangbusters. These are terrible picks.
Hold on here. Aaron Dobson, as Andy just got finished reading, is a second or third round projection. They got him with the fourth to last pick in the second round. Right? Second or third round, you said, right, Andy?
Yeah.
When you read that, I mean...
According to them, Andy
and I don't love Aaron Dobson. There were some receivers that we liked more, obviously Terrence Williams, but this is where he was projected. So let's not kill
him. By both of them, actually. NFL Draft Scout and Pro Football Weekly had 2-3 for Aaron Dobson.
Well, I think that most people like the position. You know,
DJ being great hands, everybody else bad.
You know, they everybody said let's get a wide receiver. They got a wide receiver.
They didn't get the one I wanted.
Oh, no, but and that's fair. But they got a 6'3" receiver, 4'5". He's not a plotter.
He's not a playmaker.
4'5"?
Yeah,
that's borderline plotting for an outside receiver.
Not really. I mean, Terrence Williams is a 4'5" guy. It depends how they put it to use. Terrence Williams is a
and if you're quick, you can get open.
Well, he's not.
Yeah. Well, they said he's more quick than fast.
He's not dynamic at all.
He doesn't seem dynamic, Fred, on tape. I'm sorry.
The Falcons took Robert Alford, cornerback out of Southeast Louisiana.
Evidently, Mike Mayock said that teaching receivers is a strong suit for the Patriots.
They teach him, but they don't always learn.
I mean, if there's one thing that you could criticize the Patriots for in, like, you know, the last 10 years is their inability to develop a young receiver.
Right.
Would that be a valid criticism?
I think it would.
Aaron Dobson.
Brandon Tate.
Aaron Dobson grew Taylor up Price. In Dunbar, West Virginia, 15 miles west of Rand, West Virginia, where Randy Moss grew up.
Okay.
Robert Alford, cornerback for the Falcons.
All right. I think it's a good time. It's 8:30 to take a break. We're going to try to take a couple breaks. Unlike last night, we did like a 4.5-hour show.
Yeah, and Chris Ferrer bitched about it for a day and a half.
So we'll take a break right now. The Patriots are done in the second round. Their next pick is number 83 in the third round. We'll be back long before then, though.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. Now's the time to take advantage of our low price value games. Whether it's the Boston Bruins, Boston Celtics, or Boston Red Sox, Ace has the ticket you need, starting at just $19. Ace always has the best seats at the best prices. And all our tickets come with a 200% money back guarantee. Ace has free and easy pickup by Fenway Park or across from the Garden. So treat yourself or someone special. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more.
Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Have an opinion on what the Patriots have done thus far in the draft? Call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Fred and the Gang, live from Patriots Draft Headquarters inside Gillette Stadium.
All right, back here in TFW in progress, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. And the Patriots have made their two selections in the second round.
Hold on a second, Fred.
What?
Dan Wetzel. You know Dan Wetzel?
I heard.
Yahoo,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
He tweets out, round three is my favorite round. It's when character comes out to play. Should be sponsored by a bail bondsman. I like it.
Tyrann Mathieu?
Yeah. The Patriots selected Jamie Collins with their first pick in the second round, outside linebacker out of Southern Miss. People really love this guy, 6'3", fast, athletic.
And a new all-time record by Fred Kirsch. Went from not liking the pick when it was made to 20 minutes later.
And with the 27th pick in the second round, the Patriots took wide receiver Aaron Dobson. Mm. This is a guy out of Marshall who 6'3", 210, 4'5", burner. He can go up and he can compete for the ball.
Has to, but he's never open.
This is the guy in the Patriots need on the outside who was going to go up and get that ball. So we're all excited about that pick. So the Seahawks pick is in.
Yeah, we are through the second round.
We are through the second. Why was there only 30 picks in the second round? Because the
Raiders somebody used a supplemental.
Cleveland used a supplemental pick, I believe.
And Saints didn't get one.
Saints
right?
had it forfeited.
Right.
You know they cheated.
Okay. So that's it for the second round.
The
Patriots have the 83rd pick overall in the third, which is about number 20, once again from Minnesota. And are we going to double dip at wide receiver, or are we going to go with Barrett Jones?
I'd rather see them double dip at wide receiver.
I'd rather see him take Terrence Williams.
Okay. What about the Honey Badger in the third round?
No.
No.
He would intrigue me.
He's a DB.
I don't like his comportment.
By the way, we got some tweets saying
he's a DB, all right.
That story was supposed to be about a toad and a frog and a...
It's been a bear and a scorpion. It's all, the idea is...
Pick your animal.
So I don't think it matters. Chiefs will be up first in the third round. Let's see what's going on.
Christine.
What's that?
The pick for Seattle. Christine Michael,
running back?
Correct.
Oh, a little run on backs. Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Brian's in Brighton, Mass. Hey, Brian. Hello, Brian. Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hello.
You there?
Is Brian there?
I don't think he's there.
Let me try to get him on hold. Hang on.
Okay, Brian.
All right.
Talk to you later, Brian.
I think somebody stole his wallet.
All right, we tried to get Brian. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's see what's going on. Ooh, a lot of emails. Pat from New York, I would have liked the Patriots to pick Cordarrelle Patterson over their second pick. Okay. Yemi from Texas, I think Aaron Dobson has the body type like Plaxico Burress. If he's as good as Plaxico, then it'll be a good pick.
If he was good as Plaxico, he would have been as good as Plaxico and would have been better in college and gone in the first round.
And not gone to Marshall.
Jason says the guy catches everything that comes near him. He was rated among the best in terms of with Ace Sanders and Quentin Part. I don't know.
Quentin Patton.
People claim he had zero drops last year, and then other people who watched a lot of Marshall games chimed in and said, I saw him drop passes.
He got knocked for not being fast, but ran a 4.4 at his pro day.
They all run 4.4s at their pro day. That's fraudulent.
He's also strong, 18 reps on the bench. He's also 6'4". Well, he's gained an inch since what I saw. He was captain.
Two in some cases.
And I love this pick. He was the receiver I wanted most, with Terrence Williams a close second.
What was his combine?
I can't wait to see what he can do.
6'3".
So people loving this guy.
No, people aren't loving it. Don't try to sway the
Killian from Cork, Ireland says, I've never seen Dobson play or even heard of him.
But I love the pick.
But watching him on YouTube, He really reminds me of T.O. Let's hope he can play like T.O. without the bitching and drama, obviously.
If he plays like T.O., I'll take the bitching and the drama.
Keep up the great work, especially Paul. Great job, Paulie.
Wow.
Says Killian.
And I tried to...
Drunk.
I tried to give you the zero to hot, too.
Stripper says, every draft, our fans bitch about players being picked. Well, look at the roster. Look at our starters. 90% of them are drafted by us or were undrafted free agents. There you go.
What's your point?
Yeah.
They have guys that can play, and they drafted them.
Then what's your point?
Just out of curiosity, why do we finish last in defense with all those great draft picks starting?
Hey, Killian, is he still the best?
Jack wants
He's
to know.
Killianing it.
Why?
What's his last name?
Huckoff?
Jack wants to know, why did Monty Bell go before Eddie Lacy?
I can't answer that.
Or Le'Veon Bell.
Do you think people had health concerns with Lacy?
Yeah, there were some rumors of that. There were health concerns about all those Bama guys. There's also people didn't
Saban
love his
just
40.
Says, get out there and play.
4-6-40 time.
Yeah, I think Lacy is a little better than Ball, but I don't really love either one of them. I was very much in the minority on those guys. I didn't like many running backs this year, to be honest with you.
I like Monty Ball. I
said that already.
But he is your. I mean, in all seriousness,
from Wisconsin,
he's your type of running back.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't think his thighs are big enough.
You like those big, slow, plodding. You know. Who's the guy?
Big thigh
Toby Gilhart.
Except he's not slow and plodding.
Yeah, he kind of is.
Todd says, I'm not sure if this is a position or negative, and I freely admit I know
positive
nothing
or
about
negative?
Football compared to Belichick. I always get the feeling Bill drafts on what can he do for us next year basis. We have a free starting spot. If there is a guy available, they'll draft him. If they don't have the starting spot open, they'll draft a guy who can play on special teams while he's learning, so he's not just taking up a roster spot and not able to do anything else. Now, do we miss out on flashy upside guys? Yes. What do you think about these two different philosophies?
I didn't really understand.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the philosophies are. That if you don't have a need, you take a guy who can play special teams so he can do something while he's learning, you know, his position.
So that would fall under the whole theory of let's get a guy that can do all these different little things and not just
and
one
not
thing.
Not just one good one thing really well.
Jerry Barbara.
Brian's back from Brighton. I guess he had us on mute. Hey, Brian.
Hey, sorry, guys. Fumbled the call.
You're supposed to put TV on mute and be listening to us.
My Cincinnati
well, exactly.
Guy.
Well, that's what I wanted to say, guys. You guys make this thing like a whole event. It's always fun listening to you guys during the draft.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted to make one quick comment. It's been long overdue. Andy, it was so funny to... Like, when you would get mocked by NFL players for rolling your ankle, like, it is kind of funny for an NFL player to think that you just hurt yourself running.
It was a rock and it was dark.
No, I'm not mocking you. Hey, let me run 26 miles and I'll judge you on that. But I'm just saying, it's funny for that. I also want to make one other request. Fred, please don't make any more steroid references about Andy in front of NFL players. It just felt awkward.
Really?
I could sense something odd with Mayo when you said that Andy was on the Dukes.
Well, that's too bad.
Because it's not going to stop.
Probably not. And that's why we love you.
Okay.
But I want to call in and chime in. I'm kind of drinking the Kool-Aid here, and I wanted like tone it down a little because at the very least, let's look back. Let's step back, and we've gone through many of these drafts saying who we wanted or what positions we felt were of need. At the very least, we came into the thing. We wanted a pass rusher. We wanted an outside line wide receiver. We got him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, I mean, granted, we don't necessarily, you guys aren't big fans of them, and I haven't been following it enough to really have that much of an opinion. But at least that's the guys they chose and the positions we thought we needed.
Right.
You're right.
You can't complain about the position.
It's like last year when we, you know, we complained for years. They never trade up. They traded up. They got a couple of positions that they needed. You might not have been in love with the exact players, but they did. They did. Right. So you have to credit them for that. And I think you're right. You have to do that this year, too.
So I chart the second round up as a success somewhat. And then to be determined how
Well, to be determined, but yeah.
Yes, of course. But that's how every draft goes. But at least I'm happy that we got some of the needs that I felt that we needed to address.
Okay. So, good thanks, take, guys. Brian. I like it. Thanks, Brian. Cedric in Chicago says, Dobson, head scratcher. I watch videos of Terrence Williams. He's pretty darn good. Do not ever doubt Papa Draft. Big shout out to Andy, the best on the show.
Thank you.
Says Cedric.
Yeah. I agree with the positions. I think that you can't argue with that. But you can argue with the guy they take at the position, can't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we
could be right or they could be right.
And I'm fine with the edge guy, Collins. And I thought there were wide receivers I'd rather have than Dobson.
Let's see. John says, so far, not too upset, though, from all the Collins highlights I've watched. I see him lining up at right end. Is that what he projects as? Well, does he have his hand in the dirt or not?
I'm envisioning him as a sub-rusher at right end with Jones going to the left side. But this is, you know, a long ways away. We haven't seen him in a uniform. We haven't seen him in person. We haven't seen him on a practice field. Long, long, long ways to go. And, Fred, you brought up during the break, don't forget about the other first-round pick we had this year out of USC.
That's right.
Via the CFL, Armin Armstead.
That's right. So he could factor into a little bit of a pass rush.
And I'm not sure if that is available as of yet, but we had a chance to speak with Armstead, our own Brian Lowe, Patriots Today.
Does he say A?
So take a look.
He only spent a year there.
Wow. He spent a year up north, eh?
So check out Patriots.com for that. I'm sure it will be available soon if it's not already.
Can you imagine the letdown of playing at USC and then playing in the CFL? There's got to be a big drop-off there, I got to think, in terms of like facilities and the way you're treated and all that.
John also says, an interesting trade for the Patriots. What would you think of the Patriots offering a fourth rounder for Kenny Britt? Not the brightest tool in the shed, but talented.
No, I'd rather take my chances with the new
guy. I don't think I would touch Kenny Britt.
No.
Okay.
What's that?
He's a Britt head.
Nine arrests? How many arrests?
Too many.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to say, knucklehead.
Tim is an Aptos. He says, Andy, you're a Debbie Downer. Do you have to piss and moan over every move the Patriots make? If you're so great, put on your big boy pants, get a job on a team, and put your world-class knowledge to work. I thought Eric was the diva.
He is. No, he's the DB.
We do remember the line that Andy spouted earlier, Fred, that I can't believe you didn't attack. He'd be a fine pick if it was another team.
I have my concerns about the fit. Am I not allowed to express those?
No, you didn't need to explain that line. The line was, he'd be a fine pick if it was for another team.
Pablo,
sort of the anti-Mayock.
By the way, I could run a team if I wanted to. I just don't want to dedicate that much time to
it. Oh, boy.
I like having a family.
I could run a team if I
don't
want to.
That's what all the other guys do. All these wannabes like Mayock and McShay. I
could run a team. I've had offers to run a team. I could.
No, you couldn't. Because you know what? When you run a team, there's nobody whispering the pick into your ear.
Well,
you that has to whisper the pick.
I listen to some of these guys, too. I could run a team. It's funny. I listen to your analysis. It's not all that intriguing.
Right.
I don't learn a lot.
Which is not to say I think everybody running a team is smart. We heard the Buddy Nick's voicemail. He's dumb as dirt.
Did you hear him in the press conference yesterday?
No.
Well, he can do, talking about E.J. Manuel, he can do either. It's up to a coach to decide what he wants to. He was cut in touch with his pick as soon as he made it.
Pablo writes in, I like it.
Habs.
Feels like they're going for upside and swinging for the fences. Give me another wide receiver in the third and I'm good. Great show, guys.
If it's Terrence Williams, I'm good.
Pablo's in Mexico City.
You know what? We'll be moist.
No, they really won't because I won't sweat. And that's the only time my balls get moist.
Luca wants to throw out a few names, see what you think. Jesse Williams.
I'd be intrigued
like Jesse
with him.
Williams. Good
play. That's Bilo's guy, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Good play.
In the first round, that was Bilo's guy.
Another tackle, Brandon Williams.
Is that Brent Williams' son?
Correct.
Yes.
That's like Southeast Missouri,
Division two. On a Catholic Memorial.
Division two player dominated at that level. Bit of a developmental prospect with the jump in competition.
Did he really dominate, though?
He dominated. He wasn't like Malik Cartner. What was his name?
Menelik.
No, who's the guy we drafted a couple of years ago out of one of those schools that had like four sacks and didn't dominate?
Markel Carter.
Markel Carter. Yeah.
I was called him Malik Carter. This guy actually was like the Division II Player of the Year, Conference Player. You know, he was pretty dominant.
Yeah.
Cornerback Leon McFadden.
Leon McFadden is gone, I believe. No?
Is he? Okay.
No, maybe, wait a minute. Let me check on that.
I don't think so. How about the Wheaton, the wide receiver?
No, yeah. Leon McFadden is still available.
I like Wheaton, I
Marcus
think.
Wheaton.
I was confusing him with Robert Alford.
Marcus Wheaton.
Oregon State.
Marcus Wheaton is, I like Marcus Wheaton. He's good.
And outside linebacker, Quintarius Smith.
Don't know much about
and
him.
And Paul, that Armin Armstead Patriots today is now available on the website.
Okay, there you go.
See, can you, who was Hua?
Who
are we talking about? Who'd you say, Fred?
Quintarius Smith.
No. Tore his ACL in November, and then we didn't have tape on him.
For those of you that care, Aaron Dobson, AYE_DEE on Twitter. Just tweeted out, proud to be a Patriot, time to work.
Okay. Adam in Alexandria, Virginia, I'm just as upset as the next guy that we passed on Hunter, who they reportedly would have taken had they used the first rounder, which makes it worse.
Depends who you ask.
But they,
Curran and Reese were in a little bit of a dispute over the interest in Hunter.
Another underscore at the end of that, by the way. AYE_DEE_3. That's a mouthful for a Twitter
handle. Crazy Twitter handle, these two picks.
But Adam says they should have taken Bleedy or Terrence over Dobson.
Yes.
Who, for the record, Terrence. I was all for if Terrence was gone and we were picking in the third or something.
Bleedy Ray Wilson?
Yeah, no.
I mean, his
C.O. Moore is gone.
His teammate Zerita. Just got taken before him, Dwayne Gratz. I don't think Bleedy Ray Wilson is anything special.
C.O. They haven't had a country hit in 5 years.
C.O. later.
See what you did there.
I liked C.O. Moore as a pure pass rusher, nothing else. Player. The other guy, Collins, much more upside than him, though.
But looking on the bright side, says Adam, I guess I should count myself lucky it wasn't, we didn't pick a versatile guard or defensive tackle.
Yes.
Yet. That's what Fred wants.
You don't really want that, do you, Fred?
What?
A versatile guard tackle in
I'd like a starting guard. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But you can get one, I mean,
yeah.
You can get one without having to draft him.
I wouldn't have been terribly upset if they picked Barrett Jones.
I still wouldn't be terribly upset if they took Barrett Jones. I think he's a pretty good player.
Well, now I think it's a steal.
I wouldn't mind if they signed him as an undrafted free agent.
Oh,
I think that would be a good pick.
Come on. A two-time All-American out of the SEC at tackle and center, you think he should be undrafted?
That's where I want to get.
That's ridiculous.
That's where I want to get my other four offensive linemen.
Ridiculous.
I'll draft my left tackles in the first round, and I'll get the rest of them as undrafted free agents.
Guards, you know, guards are only not valuable.
This guy.
Until you don't have one, and then you realize how
he's
valuable.
Just babbling back there.
Guards are just valuable, not until you have one. Don't.
Mike says, Andy, why do you have to bash Mayock so much? I think he's pretty knowledgeable, and I certainly wouldn't call him a wannabe. Do I sense a hint of jealousy?
Not really.
No?
I mean, probably his salary. I just think the over-the-top engulfing of Mike Mayock by pretty much everybody is a little
What do you think he does get paid for that gig?
Well, I don't know, because now he does all the color, and he also does Notre Dame color, right? So he's got a number of different
incomes. He's Notre Dame Saturday?
Yes.
Doesn't he do Notre Dame?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
David in Denver says about a YouTube video of Aaron Dobson, this is unreal. No one can be upset after watching this.
That one catch?
It's just,
one
catch. It's it's the most amazing catch I've ever seen. I've never seen anybody catch the ball backhanded one hand like that.
James in Brisbane, I'm okay with Dobson. I picked him as our round three target for one of the sites I write for. Needs to develop, but he can help out if Brady gets him early. Besides, he's better than no receiver at all. Well, that's true. If you really want receiver, then it's okay. You guys have checked out.
Benny Logan, defensive tackle for LSU, goes to the Eagles.
Okay.
Not a bad player. Andy, you didn't like him, right?
Who?
Benny Logan.
Benny and the Logan. Where is he?
I thought he was a versatile interior guy.
Cliff says Lacy is
Andy
going
like
to
him.
Dominate with the Packers. Lacy is Fred's type of runner. Stripper is wrong about our talent level. We'll see what happens when Brady retires.
What was the question?
Benny Logan.
Is that Benny Logan or Tyrann Mathieu?
That's Tyrann Mathieu.
Why is he on the camera?
Because he's waiting. They've got a camera in his house.
You know what I would not let people do? Put a camera in my house.
No, I wouldn't either.
Especially if I'm a controversial figure like that.
Yeah.
And all
There's
that.
No way I do that.
Stupid.
No way.
Plus, he's fishbowl in the house. It's weird.
Stupid.
John in Grand Junction, Colorado. Do you think that Belichick maybe heard from Troy Brown or Moss prior to picking Dobson?
No.
We've had good luck with Marshall guys. No.
No.
Absolutely not. Let's see.
What would he have said, though, Fred, if he talked to Troy Brown?
Well, Troy Brown, hey, Ben, I think you should take Dobson. I really like him.
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, I knew why you asked.
Dobson, we got Dobson.
Jackson, Alexandria, Virginia. He says if we take a guard, it should be William Campbell out of Michigan. Michigan played him out of position at defensive tackle. He's really an offensive lineman. Pats may be able to pick him up as a free agent. He is talented.
Who is this?
William Campbell out of Michigan.
Soup?
Bill Soup Campbell? Yeah.
What is he, a guard?
He's a defensive tackle, but this guy thinks he should be a guard.
Oh, we didn't have him.
No. Well, he says you should take him as an undrafted free agent, so he's not, like, claiming he should be drafted or anything.
Who's he, a guard? Defensive tackle?
Jeff writes in, I'm a huge fan of what we did with our two picks. Dobson has the best hands in the draft, according to most experts. I could care less what Andy says. I hope he dislikes all our picks.
Dislike you.
Because that probably means it's a good pick.
Right.
The guy had zero drops this year. Todd McShay said he gave his hands the highest grade he's given a receiver. And he had a terrible quarterback. I think he'll be a very good player for us this year. So keep hating, Andy. And our biggest need was a linebacker that can cover. So I love our first pick. Good
there
show.
There are no linebackers that can cover.
Good
we
show,
didn't
guys.
Get a linebacker
keep it up,
that can cover.
Andy, who needs to shut up.
Try to learn the game of football if you're going to email a football show, you dink.
Wow.
See, he can't handle it.
No, you can't. I thought Eric had thin skin.
He can't handle the criticism.
You have thin skin.
I'm fine with criticism.
It's from the juice. Get your skin thin.
Skin thin. Did you take a 5-hour energy tonight?
I did. let's see. Raymond says too much estrogen will make your balls moist. He says time to visit a doctor.
Eric?
No. What? People really get moist balls?
You know, you get that swamp.
No, but that's like sweat. That's not moist balls. That's like you're sweating and you're uncomfortable and you get a little ball sweat.
Okay.
That's when you need the fresh balls.
Cheese, they call it.
Ew.
Louis from Connecticut, living in South Florida. Can Collins play defensive end? Leaving Jones, Wilford, Collins in the line with Hightower, Spikes, Mayo, and Ninkovich behind him. Thanks, you guys are entertaining and informative.
I just got lost.
He wants to know if Jamie Collins can play defensive end.
I think he might be able to, but can you go over that whole lineup again?
Was that a 4-4?
Yeah.
I was thoroughly confused. It sounded like there was four up front and four in the back.
There was.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You got a rotation going.
Honey Badger?
Yeah.
To Arizona?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Really?
This was the rumored. So why are the Browns picking?
The Browns are up, and I think they took Leon McFadden.
Oh, that happened a long time ago on Twitter.
All right. So this will give some ESPN and NFL Network something to talk about for the next half hour.
There it is.
Yeah.
There he goes.
So Benny Logan went to the Eagles. The Browns selection is
pick in the 2013 draft.
Oh God.
The Cleveland Browns select Leon McFadden, defensive back, San Diego State.
Okay. Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Very well done, Kevin.
What the hell are you guys up to now?
Suffering Snuckertosh.
There was the 2013 draft.
Let's see. John in Winnipeg says, I heard that the Honey Badger has a gentleman's agreement with the Patriots to hurt his draft
Jason
stock with other teams
is a train
so
wreck.
He would fall in the draft.
All I see is him apologizing for mistakes.
Every other tweet, he's apologizing for screwing something up. He's talking about the Devon Best trade that I think finally went through. I think the Browns signed him for a three-year extension.
It did.
And he's talking about picks, and Cleveland's up. This is a regular pick for Cleveland. And then he's talking about they got this pick from Miami, and that's I don't think that's accurate. But this is what happens when you can't decipher the dimes that are being dropped on you.
Wow. Ricky from Mobile, why do the Patriots choose not to draft a playmaker like Tyrann Mathieu Well, a lot of other teams are doing right. the same thing.
I don't know, because he has a drug problem. He's got questionable off-field character.
Yeah.
He didn't play last year. He's skinny and doesn't have a natural position fit.
I mean,
in the
all
NFL.
You have, all you need to know is that I'm kind of off his bandwagon. I mean, I'm a sucker for these types of guys, and I was, you know, let's take a flyer on him at the end of the first round. But now I have no problem passing this guy over.
But had they taken him,
is David
Kanter
his agent?
Oh, I don't know.
That would really fit, if that were true. He's one of those flashy agents, Fred, that a lot of people don't like.
Mm. Mark says, if we take Terrence Williams in the third, I'll be happy, but my balls won't get moist. I talc up every morning to prevent that. So,
I don't.
Doug Lane's kid can't believe it.
You're killing on the internet to Little Lumpy over there.
Yeah.
He's cracking up.
Now we're down to five.
This really isn't radio.
There's a reason that we're unique.
Bud Henry says, listening to your guys' show makes my mom sit, while my mom sits 3 feet away from me. I'm glad I'm wearing headphones during the moist balls discussion. Keep up the great work. So.
There's your honey badger. Official. And by the way, Jamie Collins is now addressing the media via conference call, Freddie.
Yeah, that's where Eric is.
Our own E_Scal is there.
Matthew just got picked by the Arizona Cardinals, and he's crying. Okay, well, good for him.
Sounds like making out with somebody.
Yeah, it's a mob scene. He's got like
Joanna Mann.
The whole neighborhood. I think he's fake crying. That doesn't look like real crying.
Because now he can afford his weed again.
Oh. Well, that's good. I mean, you know what?
Give back the kid with Patrick Peterson.
Give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, maybe he has turned
just to
around.
Recap the last 37 seconds, Freddie just eviscerated the poor kid and now says, give him a chance.
Is that his kid?
Which one?
I don't know, but if that's his girlfriend, she's kind of cute.
She's staring at the camera, too. She's making love to you with her eyes, Fred.
Yeah. So, you know, I hope he does well. Because he's a Cardinal in the NFC. If he was a Jet, I would wish him to hell. LT is in Adelaide. Does B-Low know anything about football?
Because not really.
I thought he picked some random guy in the second round in his mock draft. Enjoy your lunch, Andy, and keep B-Low away from the draft analysis on Patriots.com.
Oh, that's right. B-Low owes me two lunches now.
That's not fair.
What?
The guy he picked wasn't random, and no one really picked the guys that the Patriots picked. So, you know... It's not fair to pick on poor B-Low.
Yeah, but the guy I picked
he's
for the Patriots.
He's an expected father, by the way.
He is. Any moment now.
Yeah, any moment.
Could be a big draft weekend for him. He could draft a child.
He could have a kid in the third round, for all we know.
I hope he does. That'd be nice for him to take the rest of the weekend off. Go enjoy that.
Peggy.
But he knows nothing about football.
Do any of us?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I don't.
You can scrape stack and
scrape to see.
Yeah.
Stack and shed is what we're going to go with.
Stack and shed and scrape. And,
yeah, I don't know football at the NFL. I don't know these schemes and stuff like that.
You know what my favorite one this year was? Needs more glass in his diet. You read that a lot in Naraki.
Oh, God.
Needs to chew on some more glass. Stupid.
Peggy writes in, don't know enough about the talent level of
Dobson. Oh, is this Peggy from Our Lads?
No. She doesn't know enough about the talent level of Dobson. Does he have the IQ of a rocket scientist to understand the intricacies of the playbook?
He got a 19 on the Wonderlic, which is like right around Chad Jackson, David Givens, and Taylor Price, according to the Globe's at Greg Bedard.
I hope so, since we know Brady won't invest the time to help teach him the offense. And then when they aren't on the same page, Brady will blame the wide receiver for not getting it. Wow.
Especially in the playoffs.
Wow.
TJ McDonald to the Rams?
Christian in Boston says, just wanted to point out that the previous emailer's statement about Dobson having zero drops last year was completely false. He had plenty of drops last season. It's in his scouting reports as well as on YouTube. Also, how would you guys rank these wide receivers? Dobson, Woods, and Allen. I thought they'd
Dobson,
be potential Patriots targets.
I would have gone Woods, Allen, Dobson, those three.
I would have gone Woods, Dobson, Allen, but I would have gone Williams ahead of all of them. And apparently no one agrees with me.
That wasn't one of the three that I had to choose from.
And yeah, the report, and I saw it on Twitter, somebody had the chart, some scouting service put out drops for college football players, and they had Aaron Dobson with zero drops. He was one of two receivers with zero drops. But then other people, as I said, started chiming in that watched games and said he dropped balls.
Andy, Luck and Ford just did it again. Rams took T.J. McDonald, like, literally 50 seconds later. Oh, I'm sorry. Titans took Bleedy Ray Wilson, so he could be right. The Rams might have taken T.J. McDonald. He just may have had him backwards.
I say he had him in the reverse order.
Yeah. He might have had him backwards, so I'll hold off on my criticism there.
I don't know if this would be the case with all the potential drops that Dobson had, but what about his quarterback? How good was his quarterback?
A drop has nothing to do with the quarterback.
Well, you know, sometimes they blame it on the quarterback.
No. A drop is a drop. It's a catchable ball that you drop.
I understand, but you know, you know how sometimes the scorers sometimes favor the wide receiver over the quarterback, and they don't call it a drop.
Drops is not an official stat.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So my question is...
You know a drop when you see it.
All right. My question is, how good was his wide receiver? I mean, his quarterback.
I have no idea.
I don't... Based on what I'm reading, not very good.
Okay. So maybe...
How is that related to drops? If the quarterback hits him in the hands and you drop it, that's a drop.
Well, you know...
Or you don't drop. Very simple.
It depends on how you score. It drops in the eye of the beholder.
That's true, but not in the eye of the quarterback.
Tony writes in, wow, did not expect our first pick to be a linebacker. Granted, I'm not all in on the Hightower train either, but the film they showed on the guy looked good. I know Andy is pissed at the Dobson pick. I wanted Woods.
I'm not really pissed. I like that they drafted a receiver, just not the guy I got. I mean, I wanted. And the guy I wanted is out there, so I still want him.
You still might get him.
I would be happy with a double dip. Because then I think you have an outside guy that can get deep and a versatile outside-inside guy who's a little bit more possession than big play. Then, I could sell myself on it if we get that.
Okay. Carlin in Florida writes in, as observers with extensive access to the inner workings of an NFL franchise, laugh out loud, can you please shed some light into the insanity that is NFL teams entering the draft absolutely QB needy, with the ignorant mindset that they will make the playoffs with a Jag at the helm, such as Jacksonville and Gabbert, by the time the experiment has failed, you built a culture of losing among the fresh young minds, which is difficult to mend. Well, I think when they get a guy like Gabbert, they think he's going to be able to play.
But... Yeah, I mean, no one was less excited about Gabbert than I was. I was thoroughly unimpressed with him at Missouri. I don't know how everybody thought that he was as good as he was. However, he was widely considered a top 10 pick. He went in the top 10. And like you said, Fred, the Jags didn't think he was going to stink when they took him. And he's been their quarterback for 2 years. He hasn't really developed. So now you have a problem because you have to say, well, with 2 years into this, in year three, do we turn it over to somebody else or do we say we give him one more year? And this wasn't the year to take a quarterback. Especially when you had one that you weren't quite positive on yet. You know, it's not like you had Andrew Luck where you said, I know Andrew Luck is better than this guy. Who's better than Gabbert in this draft? I don't think there's anybody that you can definitively say is better than Blaine Gabbert in this draft. A lot of people, we were talking about Ryan Mallett all weekend. Would Ryan Mallett be the number one quarterback in this draft? Maybe. Right?
Hey, if he's available in the fourth round...
Ryan Mallett? He won't be available.
If you were the Patriots, would you take Barkley?
No.
No.
No?
Although he's got some Hoyer to him.
Patrick says, what were your favorite Patriots picks of all time and why?
Drew Bledsoe. Next.
Well, I went into the 2000 draft looking at Tom Brady, and I'm really glad that they ended up picking him. Now, my favorite draft pick of all time for the New England Patriots was John Hanna. That's my favorite of all time.
Well, I'm trying to think of, heading into a draft and thinking about some of the possibilities. I remember when they took Tip, that they had the number one overall pick that year.
Old.
And he was considered a pot, when they were throwing around, literally dozens of names in different positions where they could go. And I remember reading about this Andre Tippett guy from Iowa. And he was available in the second round. I think he was the first of 3 second-round picks that year. I remember being pretty jacked up that they got him. Obviously, he turned out to be a Hall of Famer, so that was a pretty good pick.
Okay.
Mine was Andy Katzmore.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting.
I was excited about Andy Katzenmoyer.
I was thinking about it. Is Manti Te'o this year's Andy Katzenmoyer?
I don't really know what that means.
Well, he's like this really hyped up linebacker that gets to the NFL and busts.
Well, I think Andy Katzenmoyer busted because he busted his neck.
Right.
Andy Katzenmoyer started as a rookie and was pretty productive.
Was he?
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't great.
No.
But, you know, in, considering the circumstances of stepping in when Ted Johnson got hurt in preseason, I don't think he was terrible as a rookie. And then he hurt his neck and he never played again.
Yeah, I kind of remember him like Hightower, maybe better than Hightower.
Then he went AWOL. Right. I remember at training camp, he was gone.
Right. I bought his jersey.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember being pumped about him because the one thing that's similar with him and Te'o, he was even bigger, but they were like known high school prospects coming to college and then developed into great college players and were well known and like, you know, Sports Illustrated and, you know, they were well known college linebackers. And then he slipped. They got him, what'd they get him, like 16 or 20?
27.
And I remember like, wow, this is going to be great.
I like the, but.
And Andy Katzenmoyer brought Chipotle to Ohio.
Columbus Ohio. Area.
Yeah.
It was funny because he was one of those guys, and I don't know if he was the first one, but he just flat out, he said, I'm a football player. I went to Ohio State. I'm going to be a football player. That's all he was concerned with. And you didn't really see that then. And remember he was saying, other people know what they want to be in life, and they major in it. And do you remember that story in Sports Illustrated, Freddie?
About Katzenmoyer?
Yeah. No, you don't remember that?
Oh, I do. How do you spell lure like a fishing lure?
L-U-R-E.
L-U-R-E.
Brian Winters is the Jets pick at number 10 in the third round tackle.
And nothing but bad things happened to him the rest of his life, says Fred.
They have him listed as a tackle on TV. NFL.com has him listed as a guard. 6'4", 320 pounds out of Kent State.
Does he also wrestle?
So Buccaneers are on the
clock.
What
is that bonging?
It's my Twitter.
Somebody's Twitter.
All right.
So, Eric, you want to give us a recap / takeaway from the Southern Miss fish?
Sure.
Ermin?
Yeah, that was probably the most exciting thing that he had to say. He's not going to be a go-to quote machine when he comes.
So he's a Patriot. Nah.
Yeah. It was like trying to get blood from a stone, getting answers out of him.
Good. So they love him.
So yeah. He now, fits right in.
Dumb or shy?
Maybe a combination.
Okay.
But was, you know, nice about it.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice about
it. There's plenty of dumb, shy people that are very nice.
He said, let's see, quick notes here. Was asked about the perceived lack of effort from him and from his team last year, mm-hmm. tanking, going
over. It's a black mark against him.
He said he felt like he had to play hard and did play hard the entire time because that's what people – that he was under a spotlight because he was in his – you know, last year he was being looked at by the NFL. He felt like he had to play hard, and he did play hard. So he
how come some people say
he disputes the notion that he didn't play hard. But he was asked about his team. You know, why didn't the team take the coaching change very well? He kind of sidestepped around that a little bit, saying, you know, guys didn't necessarily buy into what the new coach was offering. But he claims he put his heart out the whole time, and I'm just a football player. I really am up for the challenge coming here to New England, cold weather town. He's never been to New England before, doesn't know anybody on the roster, coming here completely, no preconceived notions or anything. Did see Bill and meet Bill when he came down to work out at Southern Miss.
Oh, was that when he was at that?
I believe so.
That coaching clinic that he did for Ray Perkins?
Might have been. Yeah.
Yep, Andy, Dallas Cowboys.
Terrence Williams?
Woo!
Terrence Williams.
Too bad he's got the most.
The dream is over
in the history of the NFL.
Dream is over.
So I can root for him with Big D though.
So they must have moved up, Paul.
Interesting. No, Dallas is after Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay had already picked. Interesting pick for the Bucs.
No, San Francisco was after Tampa Bay.
No, Dallas.
No, Dallas had made a trade through Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Interesting pick for the Bucs. Mike Glennon.
Oh.
Yep. So they don't want our tall, stiff quarterback. They went with another quarterback. Weren't they one of the teams that supposedly had inquired about Ryan Mallett?
I think they offered two ones and a two.
Paul's being silly.
Rich says, did you hear Geno Smith during his interview promise the Jets in the playoffs this year? I haven't laughed so hard since last night's Bills quarterback selection.
It really is true. The AFC East just can't get out of its own way.
Bill in Burlington, sorry about the wet balls comment at the beginning of the show. I was going for a quick laugh as I stole that line from a movie, and I thought it was funny because it doesn't make any sense. I'll try to do better next time. Love the show. Really appreciate all you guys do for the fans.
Well, you created one of the lasting memories of this draft show. Discussion over wet balls.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's go to Anthony in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Anthony.
How are you guys?
We're good.
Good.
Yeah, that sums it up with Andy, how I'm feeling. So far, I feel like the draft's been unremarkable.
Because really of impressed. What? Why?
As far as us picking up Collins, I think if we should have reached, it should have been for Matthew instead of Collins. If we were going to reach, you know, with a player that's supposed to be going in the third or fourth, we should have went for Matthew.
I thought Collins was projected as the second or third.
What's that?
Collins was projected as a second or third
depends
round.
Depends who you ask. Second or third, fourth,
that
or fifth.
Depends who you ask. I mean, the last scouting.
And you choose to believe the ones that say he's not good.
No, I choose to believe the one that Bill Belichick respects more than any other, and that's Nolan Naraki. He allows him to advertise using a Bill Belichick quote.
He respected that when Joe Bushbaum.
No. You have no idea what you're talking about. I've looked into this because they've used a quote in their advertising from Bill Belichick praising Nolan Naraki's work, and I thought, like you, that they just took the quote that was actually for Joel Bushbaum and gave it to Nolan Naraki. I actually inquired within the organization to see if Bill had actually praised Nolan Naraki, and yes, he has a lot of respect and praise for Nolan Naraki. Thank you.
Well, they don't always have to agree eye to eye, right?
Anyhow, no, but if that's the most respected one, I should use that as my most respected guy.
But like I said, you're not going to always see eye to eye with everybody.
Aye.
Anyhow, I believe next up, picks are going to be Barrett Jones, Jesse Williams, and it's going to be between Clayton Patton and unless Terrence Williams went to the Cowboys, Terrence Williams. I don't know what you guys think about those picks, but that's where I think it's going.
Okay.
Thanks, guys, and have a good night and have fun.
Okay,
you too.
Anthony.
See you, Anthony.
Put 100 on red for me. Paul. Writes in. He says, I had to work and miss the second round, but I have learned that you guys, especially Andy, like to yell, argue, and hates every move the Patriots do.
Not true.
Is there a basis for all the whining?
Yep.
Care to explain?
Nope.
That's just the way he is. Todd.
Andy wants to be a general manager, and he's waiting.
Right.
That's not
well,
accurate.
Evidently, the Celtics are getting
no, he's got
out.
A family. He wants to.
Yeah, I knew the Celtics were struggling because earlier when the Patriots were actually on the clock, Tom Kern was tweeting about the Celtics, ranting that just because you're wide open doesn't mean that you got to give it to Pierce every time down the clock.
Hey, Tom, the Patriots are on the clock.
Cowboys have, in fact, picked Terrence Williams.
Oh, playmaking duo, Dez Bryant and Terrence Williams.
Todd wants the
Tez,
Patriots to
take... Williams?
I don't know what I'm saying. I had a mild stroke mid-sentence.
Todd wants the Patriots to take Marquise Goodwin, wide receiver out of Texas, in the fourth round.
Why?
I would hate that pick in the fourth round. I mean, they have too many of that kind of receiver.
Yeah, what is he? Where does he fit? Are we just going to draft guys that are good
slots.
Athletes? We don't know where they're going to play?
We're not going to put anybody outside. It's going to be an innovative offense. And you see how they can match up with that. We're going to have two different packages in the offensively.
Slots.
We're going to have five tight ends in one package, and then we're going to have five slot receivers in the other.
So are the tight ends going to line up outside the wide receivers?
No one will line up outside.
No one will line up.
No
They're
one.
All on...
The show's about nothing.
Oh, okay.
Cue the Brady body language problems.
Really? How are you going to avoid the Brady body language problems?
I don't know. Give him good receivers. I didn't see a lot of body language problems in 07.
Oh, so in other words, if we get him 17 Hall of Famers, he'll be okay with that. All
he, won't,
right.
he won't win, but he'll be okay with it.
Mark says, Andy, not to get
he
all
won.
Technical.
I got
to
give him that. He won.
Not to get all technical, but Dobson strikes me as an X receiver. Do you
yes.
agree?
Sort of, yeah.
And
not
as
a
for
true
Williams,
X, though, not to get down the field.
And as for Williams, do you project him as a traditional
true
Z
X.
Flanker?
I have no idea what any of those mean. I don't pretend to be Greg Bedard.
The Z is the other guy on the other side, right? The Y is the slot. Isn't that correct?
Got a YY.
Let's get a YY here. I told you. See, Bill agrees with me. He wants a YY. All slots all the time.
I don't think Dobson has the ability to get down the field like Terrence Williams does. However that fits into whatever letters you want to put on it.
And what was there, about 15 picks in between Williams and Dobson, right?
Are we coming up?
No.
We
still got a ways to go.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
About eight. Nolan's pick is in.
8 or 9 picks before we go, or 8 picks.
Yeah.
Williams is gone. How about Keenan Allen, says John?
I don't really like Keenan Allen, but you get into
at this point you get into a
spot in the draft. Marcus Wheaton is still available. I like him.
I like him better than Allen.
I do too.
I can't believe it.
All right. Let's see. Nick writes in. Raheem Cato is Marshall's quarterback. Is he good? He led the FBS. What is that?
Division one.
In attempts and completions. He was 5th in yardage and 3rd in TD passes. Aaron Dobson was 3rd on his own team in receptions, yards, and TDs, but he did lead in yards per catch. He missed 2 games due to injury. I hope we also draft Quentin Patton.
I like Quentin Patton a little bit, too.
So
I'd take him or Wheaton if you want to do the Andy Hart double dip.
So Celtics are winning 47th.
Incorrect. They're losing 47-31.
You have 47-31. So it's not that.
No.
They're losing.
They're losing 47-31.
Okay. What does this mean to you? What does that mean to you?
I'm sorry. So by that, can I take it that the Sox are losing 6-2 in the bottom of the 5th? Oh, okay.
Poppy just went deep.
Celtics are losing 47-31 at the half, and the Sox are winning 6-2 bottom of the 5th. So...
Sorry, Lumpy Jr., but that said, the Celtics were winning.
Let's see. Andy from Hart. Why did we pick Jamie Collins over DeMontre Moore or Cornelius Washington? I just saw they were both still on the board.
I didn't love Moore.
Paul kind of liked him.
I did like him.
More than you did?
More than I did.
Someone will get a good player in the middle rounds.
Where's Cornelius Washington?
We'll find out he's dead.
Good effort, doesn't play to 40 time, quickness questions, closes well, good length. He's a mid-level pick. I didn't mind him.
Peter says, my dog is currently refusing to eat. I think these draft picks by the Patriots have made him sick.
So, Freddie, just to further the Andy Hart, he's just going to, it's always on his mind, no matter what.
Right.
Remember how he's asking you about the lure? You know how you spell that? Fishing lure. So evidently, Jamie Collins once fished with Brett Favre. So what does that immediately draw to mind for Andy Hart? Did he show him his lure?
Right.
No, but Favre has a reputation of putting his wiener out there.
I get it, but you're the only person on the planet that went there with the fact
other
that they went
did.
Fishing.
No. After I tweeted it out.
Yeah, other people did.
After I tweeted and you retweeted.
Right, other people did.
To follow up on the joke,
right? But they
you were
got
the first
it.
One
they
to do
clearly
it.
Clearly thinking.
Oh,
it.
You
no, they weren't.
You thought it too?
No.
Oh.
No, I tweeted out that he Doth fished with Brett Favre. He retweeted and said, "Did he show him his lure?"
And then everybody else jumped
to
in.
That.
Yeah. No.
He has, and then somebody actually did. Well, he is a master baiter.
Cliff says, "I have to say, I'm pretty annoyed at our picks, but I feel better when I think of the Jets. Sanchez versus Tebow versus Geno Smith." Please tell me they're going to be on Hard Knocks or some kind of reality show.
Why are we so down on our picks?
What a flaming dumpster fire of a franchise. Then you have Geno talking about the playoffs. I love it. It brings joy to my soul. It's a good time to hate on the Jets. Let the good times roll and F the Jets.
Preamble to Jay.
I agree.
Oh, Paul, come on.
Why is everybody so down on the picks?
The Patriots picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, you were down on them. Change your mind?
Yeah.
Because you were down on it.
They address needs.
Okay. Well, you were down on the pick when they
made
the
guy.
You're down on the pick. The guy is the pick.
Yeah, exactly. but I've come around.
Okay.
Quick note. Tyrann Mathieu said in an interview, apparently, that he has agreed to take weekly drug tests with the Cardinals.
Okay.
Show how serious he is, apparently.
You know what would be amazing is if he never flunked
a
drug test.
He promised to pass him.
Yeah.
I'll just take him. I didn't say nothing about passing him.
Yeah. If they just he never flunked a drug test and was the model citizen on and off the field and just couldn't play.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, that kind of lifestyle helps you. I mean, now that Tiger's got his swing back, in more ways than one, he's starting to win tournaments again.
Andy, any comment about the gentleman coming out now?
Nope.
Okay, good for you.
Oh, Paul. I just looked at the TV screen.
Oh, usually Andy has a comment.
That's terrible.
I still don't really understand how those things work when they drive with their eyes.
What do you mean?
Isn't that what he's doing?
No, he's got his hands on some controls.
No, some of those work with their eyes.
Is that right?
And they can type with their eyes, and like if they look at the letter pops up. It's pretty cool.
It's like a Jedi mind trick.
It's like Xbox Kinect.
Jack says, for those of you who don't like the Patriots picks, please tell us whom the Patriots should have picked instead and explain why your picks would have been better than the Patriots picks.
Terrence Williams is a true down-the-field receiver who has big play potential, stretch the defense, take the top off the defense, make things easier on Tom Brady and his nice cocky attitude. I like it.
That's the safety, did that just say?
I didn't see
it. You know, the guy with ALS from the Saints?
Oh.
Is that him?
Oh, wow, he's fading.
All right.
Taron Armstead.
UAPB. Mm-hmm. All right, let's, Kevin, you're there? Let's
yeah,
take a
I'm
break,
here.
And we'll be right back.